So in the last module, I said that the company car was the most common benefit that we'll come across. And if that's so, then this is the second most common benefit. And that's the fuel benefit, the fuel that is provided by the employer for private use of the employee in the company car. There is no benefit, so the benefit is nil, if the employee pays for all the personal fuel. So if the employer pays for all of the business fuel and the employee pays for all of the personal fuel, then there's no fuel benefit. We would just calculate the company car as normal. There'd be no fuel benefit. And this is the only benefit that is not reduced if an employee makes a partial repayment. So it's all or nothing here. If the employee pays part of the fuel, then there's no reduction made to the fuel benefit. They need to pay all of the private fuel in order for the benefit to be reduced to nil. So let's look at how we calculate the benefit. Benefit is the standard fuel charge, which is £24,100 this tax year, and that's multiplied by the percentage that we worked out in the last module. So let's look at a worked example. John's provided with a company car which he can use for private use. It has a petrol engine with emissions of 124 grams of CO2 per kilometre, and we're asked to calculate his fuel benefit. So the first 95 grams is 23%, and then we round down to the 120 from 124 grams per kilometre, and we take that 95 grams off of that, leaving 25 grams per kilometre extra. It's 1% for each 5 grams, so it's an extra 5%, taking the percentage to 28%. It's below 37%, so we can use that percentage as it is. And then we multiply that by the 24,100, giving a fuel benefit of £6,748. We've got a question for you to try yourself. So Peter is provided with a diesel company car. It's got CO2 emissions of 182 grams per kilometre. The car had a list price of £42,000. The company pays for Peter's private fuel, for which Peter pays a contribution of £50 per month, but that doesn't cover all of his fuel. And we're asked to calculate the taxable benefit for the 1920 tax year for both the car and the fuel. So that's combining what we learned in the last module and what we learned in this module and pulling them both together. And as always, the answers can be downloaded below this video.